Club.
Okay. Okay, last time we were learning about the dinim of yahrzeit, and we were discussing the difference between Kaddish during the year, Kaddish on the day of the yahrzeit. So Shulchan Aruch it says that on the day of the yahrzeit you're supposed to fast. But in the Hasidic world, we don't do that at all. Most people today don't do it. On the contrary, in Shulchan Aruch it says you're supposed to fast and look into your deeds because, you know, you're doing it for this. In the Hasidic world, not only they don't fast, they give mashke, they say l'chaim, they make brachas, you know. And most people today don't fast on the yahrzeit because it became a happier time. Like we said, it's called Elul, it's called the wedding of a tzaddik because they elevate to a higher level. Now, what happens, which is this year a scenario, somebody passed away during a regular Adar. He passed away when Adar was only one, like before my father passed away, the third of Adar. So now what are you doing? There's a leap year. There's a whole argument in Halacha, is the first Adar the main one or is the second Adar the main one? The same thing, it's interesting, we know Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit is Zayin Adar. The question is, which one do you keep? So, it's very interesting. Rebbe proves from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu died in the leap year. Anyway, the our meaning is we count other Rishon for Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit, Zayin Adar. But it says in Halacha like this. What happens if somebody has a yahrzeit that was in a regular Adar and now is a leap year? So it says the primary yahrzeit is the first month. You try to do both. In other words, you don't push away other Avelim, but the primary yahrzeit is the first month, but you do it both months if possible, you know, to say Kaddish or whatever needs to be done. Now, more interesting scenarios like this. Cheshvan and Kislev, we know most months are either 29 days or 30 days in the Hebrew calendar, right? Either 29 days or 30 days. There's 2 months that change. Cheshvan and Kislev. Sometimes Cheshvan is 30 days, sometimes Cheshvan is 29 days. Sometimes Kislev is 29 days, sometimes Kislev is 30 days. Okay? If you look at Chabad, it depends how many days of the year you have. But it's already, you know already beforehand which years it's like that. So what happens if somebody passed away the second day? Cheshvan has, let's say that year had 30 days. So Thursday was Rosh Chodesh. I mean, the first day, the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is Rosh Chodesh. And they passed away the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So then every year you keep Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's obvious. What happens though if somebody passed away the 30th of Cheshvan? And the next year, Cheshvan has only 29 days. The same thing is with Kislev. What happens if somebody passed away on the 30th of Cheshvan, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but the next year, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh. So when do you keep the yahrzeit? So the whole discussion in Halacha really depends what the next year was, 1 day or 2 days. Sometimes you would keep your Choftes, it's because it's the last day of Cheshvan the person passed away. That year was Lamed, but this year the last year of Cheshvan. So the whole discussion, if it comes up, somebody, that's already not so common. But somebody passing away in a non-leap year and with a leap year, that's very common.
I have a question.
What?
If somebody passes on a leap year, other second, it is your side, other second, not first.
Correct. If somebody passes away in a leap year, first other, it's always first other. When there's two others. Second other, it's always the second other. Now, what happens when it's a regular other? So they do it then another. I mean, the question is reverse. When you pass away in a regular year and then there's a leap year. So what do you do? So then we discuss them. But somebody passed away. I'll give you another example. Birthdays is different.
What about
Bar Mitzvah? But that's called a birthday.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if somebody was born in a regular year? There's no leap year. He was born the 10th of Adar. Now there's a leap year. So when does Hebrew birthday? When is he counted? When does he become Bar Mitzvah? Let's say the year he becomes Bar Mitzvah, it's a leap year. So now, does he become Bar Mitzvah the first Adar, or does he become Bar Mitzvah the second Adar? So concerning Bar Mitzvah, it says clearly, it's the second Adar, because you need a complete year. So let's say a kid Bar Mitzvah would have to wait until the second Adar to become Bar Mitzvah. But nevertheless, there's a letter from the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes, the minhagim of a birthday, even though legally your birthday is the second Adar, I'm not talking about Bar Mitzvah, I'm saying Bechlal, somebody was born in a regular year. So when is their halachic birthday? Really the second Adar. But nevertheless, the Rebbe writes, the first Adar you should also do the customs of a birthday, which is getting Aliyah and the learning, you know, tzedakah, all the...
What's the rationale for doing it in the Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon?
Because you need a complete year. You need 13 years to become Bar Mitzvah. And it's not a complete year because this year has a leap year and it's not. Right. So that issue is exists, you know. But the Pearl, as far as birthdays goes, you try to do Minhagim or both. The bigger question is when somebody dies between what's called Bein HaShemashes, between sundown and nightfall. So if it's before sundown, we learned it's day. If it's after nightfall, it's night. What happens if sundown is 6 o'clock and nightfall is 6:30, let's say, and they die 6:15, they're born 6:15? Ben HaShemoshet. So then it's a doubtful which one it is. So there's a lot of discussion in Allah. What?
Just to make sure, if somebody's born Zion Adar Sheni, does he celebrate the whole month of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni?
If celebration means they give mashkin and cake every day, yeah, they're supposed to do it in shul for all 60 days. Yeah, that's what you're asking, yeah?
60 days?
No, to both months he got to do it. No. You do the whole other Rishon, the whole other Sheni, every day after bring a fresh bottle of mashka.
Has to be fresh.
Fresh. Not a used one.
No. That's for people who drink.
And for people who eat, you have to bring cake every day for 2 months straight.
Bagels and cream cheese is good.
Bagels and cream cheese you bring for 1 month. The cake and the mashka you bring both months. Bein HaShemoshet, no. Bris Bein HaShemoshet, you have to push off to the next day. Because you can't do it early. Okay. Now,
I explain it to you later.
He used to say, have the same problem.
I know, you're born the same day.
Yeah.
No.
I don't hear that.
Yeah, but that's not good that both you bring the same day.
Yeah.
So one of you brings for the whole first Adar, and one of you brings for the whole second Adar. We don't have to suffer the shul because you guys have the same birthday. That's your problem, not our problem. Right? Okay. So when you celebrate, as far as bringing stuff, you do other Alf, the other one will do other base. The whole month. Now, okay. Now, on the day of a yard site, there are certain halachas involved. For instance, there's a certain level of mourning that a person is supposed to do on the day of a yard site. For instance, brought down, and this is a machleik, I'll explain in a second. It's brought down that on the day of a yard site, you don't go to weddings. But there are poskim in halacha that say it's only the first yard site. The first year after the passing on the yard site, you don't go to weddings, you don't go to simchas, you think. But even that, many people are mekel. But there's a Mishmar Shom that says it's only the first yard site, the other yard site, it doesn't apply. But there are many people that taka wouldn't do it. They wouldn't go to a wedding or bar mitzvah if they have yard site that day.
We don't do that, right?
No, we don't.
We do?
we're lenient in all this morbid, depressing stuff. I'll give you an example. Again, by us, we make l'chaim. We don't fast, right? Like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Another thing is, in the Chassidish world, in the Pelosh Hungarian Chassidim, any day there's a yartzit of a tzaddik, they don't say tachnun. They don't say tachnun the day of a yartzit of a tzaddik. And I saw already, they have calendars that every day of the year is another yartzit. You like this one. Every day of the year is another yartzit of a tzaddik. Dig up tzaddikim. Nobody ever knew they were tzaddikim until after. Okay. But so they don't say tachnun on the day of a yartzit. But the Rebbe writes, based on what the Friedrich Rebbe writes, that there's no better day to say tachnun than on the day of a yartzit. So Chabad, the custom is, we do say tachnun on the day of a yartzit. You know, full tachnun, whatever. Now what happens if somebody, this happened a lot during the Holocaust, somebody passed away during the Holocaust, and they don't know which day they died. People don't know. So what some people, I'll give you a case, the other cases, there's a case that initially they didn't know, and later they found out. I'll give you an example, even the Rebbe's father's yartzeit of Chof Av, they didn't know l'chatchila that it was, they found out later it was the 20th of Av. But right away, it was like the next year they already found out. No, in Russia, in Siberia, but it was also sent by the communists. But so it's interesting what a lot of people did after the war, because they didn't know when are they. What does Halacha say? You don't know the day of a yartzeit. You pick a day of the year. You pick a day of the year, and that's the day you keep for a yartzeit. You light the candle. You know all the customs of a yartzeit. So a lot of people, I know we had a few people in the show, they had Yartzeit Yom Kippur. Why did I pick it? Because they knew Yom Kippur, they'll always be in show. The other day, they didn't know what's going to be. Yom Kippur, they knew they were going to be in show. So a lot of, we had two Holocaust survivors in the show. No, three. That kept the Yartzeit on Yom Kippur because they knew Yom Kippur, they'll always be in show. And that's why they used to say Kaddish in Yom Kippur or whatever. So it's, you know. Now, what's the customs of the yartzeit? The custom of the yartzeit is, number one, you light a candle for the neshama. It's also customary to learn mishnayos, if they're able to, the chapters of the name. Like if the name's Avram, they will learn the mishnayos, the perek that begins with Aleph and Beis and Reish and Hey and Mem. You know, if it would be Yaakov, it would be Yud, Ayin, Kuv, Beis. If they have two names, you learn, you know, the perekim for all the names. Then the custom is also you give extra tzedakah. If possible, it says in Allah, you should visit the grave of the person that passed away. If it's Shabbos, Lamashal, let's say they passed away. I mean, the yartzeit is Shabbos, so you go either Friday or Sunday. What? And the yartzeit is the appropriate day. People go shleishim, people go, no. Whenever they want. According to Kabbalah, you visit graves the Erev Rosh Chodesh and the 15th. It says that in Kabbalah. In fact, in the earlier years, the Rebbe went to the oil twice a month, at least. To Erev Rosh Chodesh and the 15th. Later, you went much, much more, many more times.
That's instead of the...
That's in Kabbalah. No, that's separate. No, the yartzeit you go anyway, other day, you know, certain days, Shleishim people go... You know, whatever. It's, they do it in a way that they...
First year,
a lot of poskim write, you're not allowed to go, but halachically, you could go if you stand 6 feet away from the grave, the first year. And you don't ask for personal requests. So you just say tilim, and that's it. But you don't ask anything, and you stay 6 feet away from the grave.
Is that for everyone or for the family?
For the family.
Okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just family. And primarily children, by the way.
Why do you have to be 6 feet away?
Because officially you're not supposed to visit the grave. If you're 6 feet away, it's fine.